You are now listening to the Firewood Frog Cafe podcast. Welcome to the Firewood Frog Cafe.
All right, welcome back to the Firewood Frog Cafe.
Yay. Long time no listen to.
No, I listen to them all the time. I just keep recycling them. I'm the only one that listens. Well, actually, we have
we have one listener.
Yeah, we have one listener, yeah. Trina. She's our new one podcast subscriber.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so we've been away for a little bit. How you been, Clayton?
I've been very well. How about yourself, Carl?
I've been very good. Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I'm still thinking about it, but I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, a lot's happened since we've been gone.
It has. It's been almost like a month.
It hasn't been a month? Why do I still hear your voice in my head nonstop?
It's because we work together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, one of us work.
So lots of... lots and, yeah, yeah. I know. One of us does work.
That's what I said. You.
Yeah. A lot has gone on. Gosh, I had a whole list of things I want to talk about. I didn't write a single one of them down, and that's very unprofessional of me.
That's very unlike you, actually.
It is, quite seriously. But you went to Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's in the know as it's Vegas. Like, that's what people call it, Vegas.
You're true. I was in Las Vegas for a weekend just recently.
How was it?
Hot.
No kidding.
Yeah. No. It was a great. I had a great time.
Why were you there?
I was there to watch the ADCC Submission Fighting Championships.
ABCC Submission
Fighting. No, AD, Abu Dhabi Combat Club Submission Fighting Championships.
Are they straight out of Abu Dhabi?
Originally it was.
Oh, got it.
That's where it got started by a sheik. He really liked Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, so he started it.
So wait a minute. It's a, what did you call it? It's a blah, blah, blah submission.
It's the Abu Dhabi Combat Club Submission Fighting Championships.
So submission fighting, is it just any style of fighting goes against any style of fighting? Or is it, we got Jiu-Jitsu going on over here and we got Judo or something going on over here?
It's a mix. Yeah. It's Jiu-Jitsu, no-gi Jiu-Jitsu.
Got it.
But a lot of wrestlers, judokas, sambo guys, they all
got it.
But they all train the same stuff. So it's just
it's just the no gi.
Submission grappling is probably a better way just to call it.
Got it.
Yeah. It's those 2 days of that. Super fun. Got to see a lot of the world's best fighters. Got to get pictures with a lot of them.
Yeah. I saw that. You posted a lot on Facebook.
I did.
Yes. Nice job. Nice job. Big smiles.
Yep.
I mean, from you, the other people are like, who is this guy?
You're right. You know, they're probably tired after thousands of pictures. Mm. And then me walk up, who's bigger than most of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. And the you got to tour around the cool casinos. What was your favorite?
One I kind of liked the most was, what was it, New York?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
that's right across the street from the MGM.
Yeah, yeah. I stayed at the MGM Grand and then went right over there. But they're all owned by MGM now.
They're all by MGM?
Yeah.
Except for the Wynn. And the, what's the one, the Venetian?
Venetian, like down that.
Paris.
Yeah, down that way, also no. Not, but yeah, the ones there, like Aria, Luxor, Excalibur, all MGM now.
Oh, owned by MGM?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're owned by MGM, but not, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Luxor, that's the one with the dragons.
And
the,
the Sphinx.
Oh, the Luxor is the one with the pyramid.
Yes, and Excalibur is the one with the knights and stuff.
That's right. Got a big dragon at one of the entrances when you walk in. Very cool.
So it was a cool experience, you know, learn a lot, make sure I take an ice chest next time. food is very expensive.
Yes, yeah.
And sadly, there's no water anywhere unless you want to pay $8 a bottle. Which I had to because I had no water.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
$8 for a bottle of water does seem a bit.
$12 for a
Starbucks. When you're in one of the hottest tourist cities in America, it's probably the hottest tourist city in America. They charge $8 for a bottle of water.
Yeah, they're smart business people.
Well, yeah, but
no drinking fountains, nothing, you know, so you had to buy it.
Yeah, but if you want people to spend money, you don't want them dead. I mean, obviously, they're not dying. They're buying the bottle of water.
Yeah, because you don't want to die, you'll buy the water.
Yeah.
So next time I'm going to go, which will probably be in 2 years, I will definitely be taking an ice chest.
Ice chest. All right. Very good. What else did you do? Maybe not when you were there, but over the month.
Over the month? Coached a couple judo tournaments. Well, one judo tournament. I have one coming up this weekend I'm coaching.
Nice.
It's Seaside next to Monterey.
Nice.
Had a birthday.
Oh, you're 27? Finally, God.
Finally hit that 27. No, 27 is a bad luck number, especially in rock music. And you know
that's why I said 27.
You know, and you know how good of a musician I am with my harmonica.
Oh, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that thing is well lost.
I just found it when I cleaned my desk out.
Seriously?
Yes.
So that thing's been lost for like 3 years. So you're saying you just cleaned your desk out in 3 years?
Yes. I got a dirty look from somebody last week who wanted my office really clean. And I started cleaning and I found some fun treasures that I haven't seen in a while in my desk drawers.
I guess that's one positive for having a messy office is when you do finally clean it, you find some cool stuff.
It's exciting. Yeah, it's like, ooh, look at that candy bar that's been in there for 3 years.
Oh, look at that assignment I was supposed to have to my boss 3 months ago. Dang it. But at least now I have it.
No, I make sure those get turned in.
Yeah. Do you? I'm just kidding.
Well, when he gives me assignment, and then he avoids me for like a week.
That's just to give help. You space to finish the assignment. Yes. Come on.
Except when I need help, and then he avoids me.
That's just to encourage you to use your own intellect and, you know, try on your own first.
Do you know who you're talking to?
Sadly.
Okay, see? So, yeah.
Yes. All right.
You know me. I don't ask for help unless I actually need it.
Yeah. Well, it's better to ask for help than not ask for help. There's a lot of people that just simply won't ask for help.
Like who?
People. That don't ask for help, those people.
Oh, the non-askers.
The non-askers.
That's what we call them, yeah. The non-askers.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, there's a couple of those in here. Don't think I'm talking to one of you guys. There's other people in here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez, no. Quit assuming, gosh. Yeah.
So. Why are you assuming that we're... Remember, we can't... All we hear is yappity-yappity-yappity-yappity in the background. Yeah. So.
Somebody's giving us the dirty looks and just shaking her head.
Yeah.
It's her first time in here. That's why.
What are these guys?
She's
doing?
Like, what did I sign up for?
Yeah. So while we were out, I know that we both went and saw some movies.
I saw a movie two times.
Oh, and I saw two movies, one time each.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which one do you want to talk about?
What was the second movie? Oh, no, you saw the same movie twice.
Yeah, I saw the same movie twice.
Man, my brain just went from zero to zero really fast.
There's nothing new about that, by the way.
We both saw Deadpool and Wolverine.
How I like to call it, Wolverine and Deadpool.
Okay, yeah, but...
Wolverine was the real star of that.
Well, that's because everybody wanted it to. And we both enjoyed the movie, but we both had very different takes on the movie.
Well, because I am a comic book nerd, and you're just a nerd.
No, because redefine... That wasn't funny. Don't laugh at bad jokes.
I'm a comic book geek.
Okay, yeah. Redefine nerd and geek. If you're going to call someone a name, you have to define it.
Okay, so you are a nerd. You like nerdy things. You like
Star Wars. Who determines nerdy things?
Well, have you seen? Look at the mirror.
Are you judging? I am judging. Yeah.
Okay, but you like superhero movies, right?
Some.
Do you like Star Wars?
Are you saying that just because some people like certain things, that makes them a nerd?
Yes.
And by whose standards?
By my standards.
Okay, so this is just you.
Okay, by my standards. I, however, am a geek. I will buy collectibles that have to do with those things.
Yes.
And lots of them.
Okay.
Yes.
So you went it. Your feelings towards Wolverine and Deadpool come from the place in your heart that is you're a geek.
The child in me.
Oh.
Because I am a man child.
Yes, I would agree with this.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you for finally agreeing with something. Yes, I am a man child and... I got teary-eyed seeing some scenes in that movie. It was my childhood.
So did you spend your childhood reading the comic books, or because we're not that far apart in age, was it the cartoons? Because the X-Men cartoon was...
Comics first, then cartoon, then toys.
And the toys came after your 27th birthday?
I was actually just
23rd birthday.
I was just at Target 2 days ago looking for a Deadpool or Wolverine action figure, but could not find one, unfortunately.
No, yeah. So what was the moment of the movie that you got teary-eyed? Now, how many weeks are we out from the movie being released?
It's past 2 weeks.
So. Okay, we're past 2 weeks.
So spoilers. There are spoilers. So if you have not seen the movie, you must plug your ear.
She's wondering how to plug her ears underneath the microphone, the headphones.
Yeah, but it's too late. You know, sorry, there's a 2-week window. And I'm sure if you watch Facebook or TikTok or Instagram, you've seen scenes.
I'm going to guess with a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Are you a Deadpool and Wolverine nerd? Oh, she just flipped the wrist. Yeah. So it's so she's in the middle.
So if we spoil it, you're not going to care.
Good.
And the other nerd over there, no, she's actually a geek because she will buy.
Because she buys the stuff?
She will buy things.
She buys things?
Yes. Yeah, so she's a geek.
Kind of like the Hello Kitty Stanley Cup she's got going on.
Yes. Ooh, you know what I did see in Vegas before we get on? The Hello Kitty Cafe.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, but I didn't stand in that line. That would look weird, big old guy like me standing there.
That would look funny. That would have been perfect.
Yeah, but it was just me. There's nobody who would have taken a picture, and I didn't want to have my phone to a stranger. Yeah.
This close. I was at Marshall's yesterday. This close.
This close.
Oh,
you have it on his back? Yeah.
I would love to get one of the new Deadpool controllers for the Xbox.
Yes! Oh, my gosh, I want that.
Have you seen those?
All right. So that is the example of a geek. Yes, I got it.
She is geeking out right now.
Oh, now it makes perfect sense that the geek would geek out.
Yeah.
Whereas the nerd is just a nerd.
Yes.
All right. So, sorry, the moment that a tear welled up in your eye.
Two scenes. And one had nothing to do with Deadpool and Wolverine.
Okay.
The scene where...
Oh, yeah.
Where Blade appeared got me super excited.
Yeah.
Wesley Snipes as Blade, that was just super awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the scene that made me clap and go, woohoo!
The only one in the audience?
No. Was when Wolverine pulled on his cowl.
He pulled a cow on himself?
Not a cow.
Dang, that guy is strong. A whole cow. He travels with a cow and just whips that thing over onto him.
For people who don't know what a cow is, it's his mask. But it's
cow,
a cow. C-O-W-L.
C-O-W-L.
Cow. Like Batman has a cow, not a mask.
I'm so confused. How do you know this?
Because a cow comes over the head.
Google.
Google's busy right now.
Google.
Cow. Yeah, but when he put his mask on, man, that was just like 20 years in the making. And they did such a good job on his costume in this. You know, the red and yellow.
Oh, yeah.
Or not red and yellow, blue and yellow. But just seeing all the different variants, too, of Wolverine was really cool because I have, like, all those comics because I am a super geek.
Wow.
I'm geekalicious.
I'm nerding a little bit on cowl.
Mm-hmm.
This is a weird thing. Ooh, that's our idea.
Ooh.
So, then this one's creepy. This first one is like a creepy example of a cowl. Ready?
Yes.
This is a Dustalin cowl. You ready?
Mm-hmm. I saw somebody here wearing that one time. And you know who it was? It was you. No. Yeah, it was you when it was like 90 degrees.
So it's basically like a scarf. Mm-hmm. But this guy, I mean, he looks like a villain.
Yeah,
this is a modeling picture. They're trying to sell something right here, but they're only selling to villains. This is from Westkin Knits. That's the company. Knits. Yeah, Knits, like
Westkin Knits.
Oh, West Knits. Yeah, that's right.
Oh my God, somebody for a nerd is having difficulty reading.
That's right. But it's a Dustalin cowl, and I swear to God, this company, they make stuff just for villains. Look at all these villains.
They all look like Gru.
Yeah, it is Gru. It is a knitted scarf like thing that is wrapped around his face, but it goes from the right side of his face, the edge of it is about his cheek or mouth level. It wraps up underneath his nose, goes right up underneath his left eye, and up over his left ear. It is the weirdest dang thing.
I've seen you wear that before.
You have not seen me wear that before. This is crazy. Oh, and
for those of you who have not been here during
winter
time. I
didn't know they made villain clothing. Look at this villain clothing. Look at this guy.
That's freaky.
Oh my God, it's like for like bald people that just want to show the baldness of their head.
Perfect for you.
No, okay, you're kind of bald too.
Yeah, but I just don't wear scarves like you do.
This is not a scarf. This is the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, but you wear scarves, dude.
If you went to Google and said villain clothing, this is the top of the list. I swear.
You're excited. Yeah. We're going to have to get him one of those for this winter.
This guy's trying to make
it. If you have not been here at wintertime, this guy's the biggest baby, despite him growing up in a place that's cold.
Oh, my gosh. This is villain.
He's ignoring me.
Look at that guy. He's got a matching beanie, and only his eyes are sticking out. That's creepy.
He's a ninja.
Yes, he kind of is. Okay, so getting back off of topic, the cowl is, the word cowl has multiple meanings, including a type of clothing, a part of a vehicle, and a chimney cover. Nothing to do with mask. Just saying.
Fool. You want to fight?
A cowl is a loose-fitting hood or neck. Loose-fitting hood or neck on a garment. Often a long, wide-sleeved robe worn by Christian monks. The front of a cowl is usually closed, making it warmer than the cloak or cape. What in the heck? I swear, it's villain clothing. I'm telling you. It does not have mask in here.
Oh, easy there, buddy.
No mask.
Hey, your wife's going to get mad if you put that credit card information in like you are right now.
Sorry.
Yeah, go try to order it.
Okay, no mask. Go back. Sorry, you were saying about Wolverine's mask?
Cow. Regardless, it was just awesome. And it was like the best response. Ooh, you pull out the special thing for that. And he says, just for killing. And then, you know, Deadpool makes some like raunchy joke like he always does. But then Wolverine had the most perfect response. He just growls at him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Deadpool's like, okay, just jealous. You know?
It was cool. So you love the part where it's like you get to see these guys and they're fighting together. And it's like, perfect. I get to see Wolverine the way that I grew up watching him and stuff. So you loved Every part of it, every moment
of the movie.
See, for me, I did not grow up with that, but I really did appreciate the Wolverine movies and the X-Men movies with Wolverine. Do not make him right. See, it's not. That is just wrong. That is wrong. See, that's someone on Etsy.
Whoa. See, no.
You can't trust the people on
you
Etsy.
You need to calm down. Just because you got proven wrong again.
They make up their own crap all the time. They make up their own crap all the time.
Look at all these videos. Cowl.
Yeah, I'm just telling you what Google said.
It's a superhero thing, dude.
Google does not say mask one way or another. It simply says a knitted scarf type thing that people use to cover their face or neck. I don't want to understand why you guys think that this is important.
Making a 3D printed Wolverine cowl.
People have misinterpreted the word. This is a common mistake in the American language.
You're
going
to try to fight with superhero geeks?
Sure. They're probably the only ones I can take, minus you.
I doubt that, you know.
Okay, so back to what I was saying.
No. Because you've been proven wrong, you want to move on?
I was not proven wrong.
You went to one of your starred sites of where you shop.
Google me this. Google cowl.
Okay, put this.
Cowl.
Okay, ask
Google
this.
Searching. The word cowl has multiple meanings, including a type of clothing, part of vehicle, or
ask Google this. Does Wolverine wear a cowl or a mask?
Okay, that's a fair question. Does Wolverine wear a mask?
She's trying to put that first, so that'll pop up first.
Cowl. Okay. All right. Searching. Wolverine has both worn a mask and a cowl.
That doesn't help us.
So which is it?
Yeah, which is it?
As a member of Alpha Fight, Logan was wearing a red and yellow bodysuit with W symbol on his cowl and on his torso. Okay, that doesn't answer the question.
But it does say cowl.
Okay, so Wolverine's first appearance featured pointy mask, gloves, and yellow spandex with black tiger stripes. In Deadpool and Wolverine, Hugh Jackman wears Wolverine's signature blue and yellow mask from the comics. However, as of June 13, 2024, Jackman had not been pictured wearing the... This has nothing to do with cowl. Oh, wait, there it is. Official trailer images. And some say he may only wear the cowl for about 10 minutes in the film. See, this is where people just don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Maybe they're confused about cowl. Maybe this is what the confusion is.
Maybe, no one should have ever said cowl
if it's attached to the uniform, and a mask if it just puts it on.
Okay. So now we are making a clear distinction.
And so in the movie, he wore a cowl because it was attached, almost like a hoodie.
It just says mask.
So
I'm looking wrong at Google.
So maybe that's what the difference is.
I think you're probably right. So the cowl, if Robin, Batman and Robin,
wears a mask
because it's not attached to anything else, the cowl, because it's attached to the suit, would make sense. Sort of.
Which why Batman is said to wear a cowl because it's attached to his suit.
Yes. Okay. Now I feel better.
So in the movie, what did he wear?
No,
according to what we just decided, what did he wear?
Based on what we just talked about and described, that it's attached to the suit, I will concede that it is a cowl.
Thank you.
But, no, I won't give you the thanks.
You don't have to give me the thanks. You just say you're welcome.
I'm just frustrated because they need to explain that better on Google. See, this is why AI can't take over the world.
You need to stay off of baldvillains.com. Yeah. Okay? You need to stay off of baldvillains.com. Why are you looking up villainous things for bald people?
I am going to go buy that. I'm going to go create that website right now, baldvillains.com. Someone's going to buy it later.
Your probably favorite like comic book character is probably Lex Luthor.
Not really. Because Lex Luthor in the latest Superman was a good Lex Luthor. That character was good.
Which one?
The one in. Oh no! Wait.
You better not say that Jesse Eisenberg was a good Lex Luthor in The Man of Steel.
Now I can't picture him.
If you do, I'm getting up and leaving right now.
Okay, let's just get back to the point at
hand.
You're
worried, huh?
No. Well, I'm worried about my memory. I can't think of who it was in The Man of Steel. Because that's the one with Henry Cavill, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Who was he?
That was Jesse Eisenberg.
No. Don't give me his name.
Lex Luthor.
Where in the movie did we see him? I can't picture it. I can't picture it because he's just okay.
No, you're gonna.
All right, just go back to the off-topic at hand.
you're gonna upset me right now if you say that was a good Lex Luthor.
I don't know. I could be wrong, but back to what we were talking about, which I hardly even know what we were talking about, other than we were talking about the movie. Okay, so here's the deal. You had that perspective, which was okay. I understand it,
and it was super funny.
But it was. It actually. I was listening to the Dana Carvey and David Spade podcast, and they had both just seen it, and they said jokes per minute is like a thing, like comedians do, and in movies, like they measure how many jokes per minute, and it has one of the highest jokes per minute because there's so many jokes.
Yeah, just nonstop.
Yeah. But for me, that I love that part because it's funny, but for me, the missing part was the storyline. I love the dark character of Wolverine in the Wolverine movies and in the X-Men movies.
He is not dark. He's brooding.
Brooding, whatever. Do we need to look that word up? Yeah. But I really like those storylines and stuff, and I love that character. And then I like the Deadpool character in the first two ones where there's a big storyline and then occasional breaks of ridiculous comedy because the character is a deep character, but you got to get to that part. I felt like this movie was just way too much comedy and tiny segments of character, which kind of annoyed me.
Blame Marvel for that. All this multiverse crap.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because they're trying to reset stuff because they've made mistakes and they've realized it because movies aren't doing well.
Are you just repeating what Deadpool said in the movie?
Pretty much, because he's spitting facts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was good. I like the movie. I really do. It's very entertaining. I'll watch it again because as soon as it comes out digitally because it was a good movie. I just wish that part because that's the part I really care about movies. I love the Marvel movies. I love Superman movies. I love all that stuff, but I love the character. What I hate about most of the Superman movies is I don't like the Superman character. Henry Cavill's was like spot on.
And they ruined that.
Yeah.
That's why he's now
Zack Snyder. I think
that's why he's now the Cavalrine.
Yeah, I know. Which I would totally buy.
I would buy that too. I'm okay with that.
If anybody if the movie world wants to make another $1 billion off of a movie, go make Henry Cavill Wolverine.
Cavalrine,
and you can even call him Cavalrine, whatever. You will make $1 billion on
that
movie.
I will pay for that. I'll buy that for a dollar.
You mean 1575?
Yeah, but ticket for come on, I made a movie reference and you missed it.
No, I got it.
Yeah.
No, it's $2.
No, yeah, with inflation.
Yeah.
But inquiring minds want to know, one question was not answered in that movie.
Yes.
Why was Thor crying?
Well, that's the part. We know that there's more to come and yes. whatnot.
Why was Thor crying?
Yeah. I'm sure that it's going to be...
Because he saw my physique and he was jealous.
Yeah. No, because in the last Avengers movie...
Yeah, my physique. Oh, Fat Thor's my hero.
Yeah. So anyway, and then, so you saw that movie twice, and then I saw Aliens Romulus. Now, it has not been 2 weeks, so I can't give any spoilers, but I can tell you this. If you like the Aliens movies, you will very much like this movie.
Aliens 3 was the best. Just kidding. It was horrible. It was a dumpster fire. It should have went into the burning lava at the end.
It's very sad because you had great actors in there. But yeah, the story was just, and they just ruined, like the whole concept was just flawed front to back. But, and the alien was not great. It's just, yeah. Anyway, this one, Romulus, exists in between the first Alien movies.
Yeah. Don't ruin it. Just kidding, I know all that.
Yeah, this is all public knowledge right now. Before you go see the movie, everyone knows this. It exists in between those two. And if you're a fan of those two movies, which I am a big fan of, it's a great, like it fits so perfectly. It's just beautiful how they combine both movies in unique ways, not loudly, not like blatant, but did really cool things to connect the two. Is really awesome.
I hear there's a big one at the end.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, there's
a couple.
There's a ton of like references little between Easter the two eggs, movies. Yeah. But then there is some big ones. It's like, oh crap, that's really cool. Holy crap. And it's like, yeah. So there's lots of cool stuff. My older son, Drew.
Well, they're staring at us awkwardly.
Because we've been talking for a while and they're like, dude, we got to get out of here, bro. But I definitely recommend it. My son, who is a fan of the Alien movies, he even said it's now his favorite. Aliens 2, Aliens, will always be my favorite, but this is probably my second favorite now.
Well, second?
It beat Alien. Alien is great because it's got just great visuals. Mm-hmm. What Ridley Scott did with the storyline and everything was just fantastic, and it's visually stunning.
Is it better than Alien 3?
Barney's better than Alien 3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
Should we get to the question?
We should get to the question because we do got to get these guys out of here pretty quick.
But they don't care. They're having fun.
And they're drawing. Oh, my God.
They're having a good time, I think, listening to us banter.
Oh, my God. That drawing is wrong, Alana. Wrong.
Oh, I got to see it.
Wrong. Hold on. I can't even read. What is?
Well, you can't read somebody's writing?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's
Lana Glyphics. But the picture is so wrong.
What is?
Is it cute? It's cute in a way that makes me want to throw up in my shoe.
at least my arms are big.
Come on now. Okay, you got 3 minutes.
Favorite restaurants.
Dick's Drive-In.
Do tell. I think we've talked about this.
We have in person, yeah. Oh, you know what? I think we did talk about it on the podcast. It's the drive-in that's like In-N-Out, but a bazillion times better than In-N-Out. Old school.
Everything's better, a billion times better than In-N-Out.
They make the old school burgers, old school fries. They pretty much have they have less stuff on their menu than In-N-Out does. It's super fast. Their fries are the best, and it's just the best food. That is my absolute all-time favorite.
Fogo de Chão.
Fogo de what?
Fogo de Chão.
Fogo de what?
It's a Brazilian steakhouse chain.
Where?
They have them all over the place.
They have one in Sacramento?
Yes, I believe they do, actually.
Mm-hmm. Fogo de Chão.
Yep. All you can eat meat.
All right. Let me see that before you fold it up, because I do keep her cards, even though this one is wildly like disturbing in many ways. You know what?
Hey, lady, who's sneaking in? We're almost done. We're almost done.
I did not recognize. I'm surprised you didn't say something about this.
It's horrible.
Maybe your seat's lower, but we're the same height, the same build.
Yeah, but do you see where the chair is? See, yours is a high chair. I caught that. Yeah, you got a high chair.
Okay. I gotcha.
I saw that. Right. I saw the high chair.
All right. At a high table. I gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Very good. All right, guys. That is
just so you know, that meatball's mine.
That you can have them because it looks like the spaghetti's touching. All right, that is it for today at the Firewood Frog Cafe. We took our little hiatus. We are back. We are bad. We are tall and kind of short. So we will see you guys next, or we'll see you on Thursday because this is dropping on Tuesday.
See you.
We will. You will hear us on Thursday.
There we go.
On Thursday. All right, guys. Take care, everybody.